It's time once again for that gentleman with the cheap pocket watch and a bucket full of Chico sticks, coming to you directly from southern New Mexico, where the women are beautiful and the men are finely groomed. He's bringing back the nickel soda pop, and he's here right now because this is the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, hello again, friends and neighbors. I sure hope you're having a great week again. I sure am, as always, it seems. But I do have to tell you, I have a lot of anticipation today. You see, in just a little while, I'll be boarding a plane to go to St. Louis. I'll be visiting my old hometown for a while, and my little niece is getting married. Congratulations to her and her gentleman. It'll be good to get back, no doubt about it, so bear with me if I seem just a little excited or maybe even a bit too spunky today. I'm just ready to fly. Well, right now, let's get started, shall we, with all the fun we have here every week, right here on The Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, today's gonna be my lucky day. We're gonna let the good times roll. Today's the day she's coming home to stay. We're gonna let the good times roll. I'm gonna meet my baby at 9:45. We're gonna let the good times roll. I'm gonna be at the station when the train pulls in. Gonna let the good times roll. Gonna let the good times roll. Gonna let the good times roll. Gonna be at the station when the train pulls in. Gonna let the good times roll. My baby come face to face. Gonna let the good times roll. I'm gonna dance a little jig all over the place. I'm gonna let the good times roll. She's gonna walk right in, she's gonna sit right down. We're gonna let the good times roll. When she gets here, we're gonna paint the town. We're gonna let the good times roll. Gonna let the good times roll. Gonna let the good times roll. When she gets here, we're gonna paint the town. We're gonna let the good times roll. I'm gonna kiss my baby, gonna hold her tight. Gonna let the good times roll. Gonna hug her close with all of my might. Gonna let the good times roll. I'm gonna lock the windows, gonna bar the door. We're gonna let the good times roll. She ain't never gonna leave no more. Gonna let the good times roll. Gonna let the good times roll. Gonna let the good times roll. She ain't never gonna leave no more. Gonna let the good times roll.
Well, friends and neighbors, that was the great Buck Owens with We're Gonna Let the Good Times Roll. Speaking of time, here's a timeless classic, Brooke Benton with It's Just a Matter of Time.
Someday, some way, you'll realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're going to need me again. It's just a matter of time. Go. Until you reach the end of the line, but I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, and call me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down I know that one day you'll wake up and find that my love was a true love. It's just a matter of time.
Don't steal from your workplace. Don't be like Johnny Cash. Of course, he sang this song in jest. I assure you, here he is with One Piece at a Time.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'd know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haul. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70.
There are certain people in life you just should be able to trust, right? Including the local mailman. Well, recently in Florida, a postal worker Well, he's now facing a $250,000 fine and possibly even some jail time. He was caught on camera dumping mail into a trash bin. A restaurant owner in Fort Myers told the local news team that he was working on the roof of his pizza place last weekend when he saw the mail carrier unloading a bin full of flyers and personal letters into a dumpster. Special agents for the Postal Service Inspector General's office now have that surveillance footage of the incident, and they are investigating. You are listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. That was Joe South with Walk a Mile in My Shoes. We're going to mix it up along the same theme with Carl Perkins' Blue Suede Shoes.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but get off of my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. My house, steal my car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar. Do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Rock! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoe, baby.
Here's Larry Williams with a very fun novelty song. It's called You Bug Me, Baby.
You got the kind of face that I can't resist. You got the kind of lips that ought to be kissed. You got that funny little look, baby, in your eye. Ooh-wee, baby, I just wanna die. You bug me, baby, when we go riding in the pale moonlight. All I wanna do is hold of you tight. You whisper, come, come close to me. Ooh-wee, baby, I'm in ecstasy. You bug me, baby. The other night when I kissed your lips, my head was spinning and my heart did flips. And you looked at me and you wrinkled your nose. Ooh-wee, baby, you curl my toes. You bug me, baby, when we go dating to a driving show. The picture playing we never know. You're close to me and I'm close to you. Ooh-wee, baby, is that lipstick new? You bug me, baby. You got the kind of face that I can't resist. You got the kind of lips that ought to be kissed. Funny little look, baby, in your eye. Ooh-wee, baby, I just wanna die. You bug me, baby, when we go riding in the pale moonlight. All I wanna do is hold you tight. And you whisper to me, come close to me. Ooh-wee, baby, I'm in ecstasy. You bug me, baby. You bug me, babe.
Close your eyes to the faults of others, and you'll open doors to friendship. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Do you want your love life to blue? Be-o.
Do you lose your charm when you raise your keeps you dry. Spray it on, roll it on, spray it on, pat it on, splash it on.
have faith. Don't be bothered with
Bill.
Don't let your love life fail.
You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to thank you for doing just that. I'd also like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. You can check out all of the stations that carry the program by going to my website at jasonkirkman.com. My last name is spelled C-U-R-T-M-A-N. While you're there, check out the blog, and I'm going to ask you to do this too because I love getting those emails. I'm going to ask you to send me an email. I'd love to know where you heard the show. I'd also like to take a moment right now to remind you to spend some time with the ones you love, quality time with your family, especially those kids. They won't forget it, and you won't regret it. I promise you. Now, let's get back to all that fun we have here every week right now on The Jason Kirkman Show.
Now, you see, I've got this problem when I travel. A problem you might help me unravel has to do with the motel room I get assigned. No matter what kind of motel it is, it can be the El Cheapo or the Ritz, I always know which room is gonna be mine. It's the room next to the elevator, across from the ice machine, down the hall from the all-night lounge where the rock and roll band screams. And the guy next door's in training for the Olympic snoring team. The room right next to the elevator, across from the ice machine. Well, sick of chance and circumstance, I made my reservations in advance. Said a king-size room, no smoking, if you please. Yeah, I don't need a view and I don't need a phone. I just need a little room where I can be left alone. So I checked in, and guess where they took me? Right to that room next to the elevator, across from the ice machine, just down the hall from the all-night lounge where the rock and roll band screams. And that guy next door's in training for the Olympic snoring team. The room right next to the elevator, across from the ice machine. Well, I tossed and turned for hours, but my covers were a wadded heap. And finally I called up the front desk, said I just gotta get some sleep. So they moved me to 3 a.m. And you're not gonna believe the room they put me in. It was the room beneath the concrete stairwell, next to the banquet hall, where the Pulaski family was having a wedding with a polka band and all. Right next door to the kitchen floor, where the pots and pans would fall. So I grabbed up my clothes and bags and ran screaming down the hall. Back to my room next to the elevator, across from the ice machine. Yeah, down the hall from the all-night lounge where the rock and roll band screams. And the guy next door's in training for the Olympic snoring team. My room next to the elevator, across from the ice machine. My room next to the elevator, across from that good old ice machine.
Well, folks, I want to thank you once again for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd also like to thank you for just being a part of it for me every week. When making your vacation or your getaway plans this year, don't forget to consider the land of enchantment. I'm talking about southern New Mexico. And you can check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. You might just leave here wishing you lived here. And of course, all of these sites are linked at my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. While you're there, check out the blog. I did post something new this week. And send me an email. You know, I just love getting those emails. As a reminder, today's program is brought to you through the courtesy of todaysfullerbrush.com. They've been delivering products for the home, shop, and the business since 1906. Check them out, todaysfullerbrush.com. Don't forget to spend time with the ones you love this week, especially with those kids. Quality time. That's the way you and I are going to bring back the nickel soda pop. And also, don't forget to lend a helping hand to someone who might need it this week. Just do something nice for somebody. Tell you what, I'm going to leave you with a great song from the Statler Brothers, Do You Know You Are My Sunshine? And I, my friends, will see you next time, as always, on this fantastic station, right here on The Jason Kirkman Show.
music that we played. She walked up and whispered, I leaned down and listened to the request that she made.
Do you know?
Do you know you are my sunshine? She asked so sweet and tenderly.
Do you know?
Do you know you are my sunshine? And would you do it one more time for me? Border to border and ocean to ocean, I still look for her every place. Chasing the sunshine each and every night, I'm searching every crowd for a face. She was gone just as quick as the song that she asked for, taking my sunshine away. But someday when I finally look down and see her, I know just what I'm gonna say.
Do you know?
Do you know you are my sunshine? Do you know what your smile did to me?
Do you know?
Do you know you are my sunshine? And it looks like you're always gonna be.
Do you know?
Do you know you are my sunshine? Do you know what your smile did to me?
Do you know?
Do you know you are my sunshine? And would you do it one more time?